What is going on over here? Right. Take four.
Yippee!
Yippee!
Listen, what the hell? What's the title of this thing? Is there no title again?
Is it rolling, Bob?
Fuck yeah.
Chick, chick. Hey, I can't hear anything. Hang on. What the fuck? Yeah, that's better. Chick, chick, chick. Is it rolling, Bob? And that's Bob Goyetch would add to that one. Fuck yeah. I gotta tell you, today, Saturday, June 15th, 2013, is one of those, I don't know, I was going to say gold stamp days, you know, whatever they are. Just a wonderful, holy fuck kind of day. You got to love Saturdays to start with. I mean, it's the day I've always liked. Ooh, God, I got a neat view here. Got to take a picture. I'm in Guildwood Inn. I podcast actually on the last show. I recorded a clip here. Don't remember which one it was. But I did record from here, and I've been here many, many times. In the Guildwood, down below. Used to run my summer Japanese student program at the school right next door here at Sir Wilfrid Laurier. A lot of my host families are from this area. So I know well, and it's Scarborough, man. It's one more of the places. You got to go to, if you're in Scarborough, you got to go to the Bluffs, and you got to come to the Guildwood Inn. This place that the city owns. Former artist colony, but, you know, I mean, just a neat area. Theater, background stage, you know, just statues everywhere. Just, it's an artsy place, and it's beautiful, and what more can I say? Because it's not just the place, dude, dudettes. It's the feeling that goes with the day. It's the attitude, and it's the roll of the dice sometimes. It's just, or is that roll of the die? Yeah. Oh, today is just a good day, okay? Let's just park it there. God damn. Getting up, nice. My wife was already up before me. You know, I grabbed my shower, kind of a dump, because you got to have one of those. Although, you got to get it in the right order. You got to dump before the shower. Ugh. See, it's so hard to get to the point, because what is the point? The point is this day has been splendid, topped off with it, but it's not over yet. I'm only just fucking starting. It's just mapped out so nicely. Okay, you get up, come downstairs. My wife, she makes coffee better than I do. And I know you're saying, oh, you asshole, don't now, you know, you make every goddamn excuse. You don't vacuum, you don't sweep, you don't brush, broom. Polish, plant, weed. You don't do anything, asshole. You let your wife do it all because she's better. Well, I'll buy a great big tin, you know, of Maxwell House coffee, put in 7-8 scoops, and get 3 strong black cups out of it, and that's good enough. But my wife will buy some nice beans, and she'll grind it. Sometimes electric grinder. When she has time, she'll use a hand grinder. And lately, she's been making 2 cups. She's grinding enough so that there's always, I come down and on the stove is a big white cup, tall, full of black coffee just for me, and it tastes so much better. So that's my start, right? And I look out the window and I've got a bird feeder, and it's empty again. We'll get back to the bird feeder. So the little delight, you got your coffee and you got your first job of the day. Go out to the bird feeder. Reach up for that little black hook that hangs on the branch of the maple. That little black hook you found the day you realize you're going to have to get an alternative to tying it with a ribbon and cutting the ribbon and then having to get a new ribbon and tie it again. And you know, right away, you did that once. Only once. Now, remember, you're talking to a guy who procrastinates, who doesn't get things done. Okay? And we buy a bird feeder, and I say, okay, we're going to buy this little feeder, and we're going to buy this big bag of all-season 10W30 bird feed. And I'm not going to spend any money on it. I'm going to put it on my Canadian Tire points, because instead of saving up and buying a new skill saw because of the one my son burned out trying to cut down that fucking tree of my wife's, maybe that's my wife's revenge. Remember the story of the Mother's Day tree cutting down? He tried to saw up all the pieces, and he just ran this tree trunk through a skill saw that just didn't have the balls to do it, and the skill saw died. He just smelled burning, and that was that. So I could take those points, you know, and go out and buy a new skill saw and feel, it's all right. Oh, it's all right. I didn't spend any money. But instead, I'm using those points for bird seed every week to have birdies come so that my wife is standing at the kitchen looking through the new window that we had put up last year, the new window that was in need of replacing since we moved in, the beautiful new window that looks out on that beautiful Japanese maple tree that now has this gorgeous bird feeder hanging from it with this hook that I went up into my room and I looked in every drawer because I'm a pack rat and I save things and there's got to be some kind of a device I can hook to that bird feeder so that every time I got to take it down to refill it, I'm not cutting down a fucking ribbon. I'm just unclipping this thing ever so neatly, and when it's full, I just dip this thing right back in place over that branch. And that made me happy, knowing that I did a job. And it was a job, it wasn't tearing up the carpets, because I've assigned my son to do that. Went out and bought a claw bar for him yesterday, the last piece. He's got a hammer, he's got a screwdriver, he's got, what else did we need to do there? Another little tool, and then this brand new claw bar, pry bar. A perfect one that he really likes. I put that on his placemat in the kitchen. Bam, here are your tools. You got the job, son. It's yours. Tear up those carpets. I'm not paying some guy to come in and do all that. I know, you're asking me, dude, I thought you were talking about the good day. Well, the good day is I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about the claw bar I bought in Canadian Tire yesterday. So my son can tear up those carpets and I don't have to worry about that job anymore. I'm feeling really good that I bought a bird feeder so my wife can look out the window and see the little hummingbird. Well, no, it's not. There's not a... No. All right. There's no hummingbirds, okay? But we got a cardinal. We got little tweeters. We got all kinds of birds. I've counted 8 kinds already. All right, 6 kinds already. Jesus Christ, you're sticklers for truth. It just felt so good with my new cup of coffee, starting the day, going out, unhooking this thing because I finally, on the back of a backpack, after 10 minutes of rummaging through my room, I found the hook hanging on my backpack, knowing one day this would come in handy for something, and there it is. And it makes me so happy to clip, unclip, clip, unclip, take down, feed it again, everyday feed. And the joking with my wife about, damn it, those guys have gone through it already. And she said, well, that's why we put it up there. You know, you got pets now. You got to feed them. These are my pets, the little birdies that come in. And they can hide in the fern and in the maple and in the other trees we got around there. It's a happy start to the day, feeding the birds, drinking your black coffee, sitting in the sunshine on the deck. Okay. Jeez. And then I got work to do. I've scheduled in at 11 o'clock, meet a new potential host family, because my biggest worry this time of the year is getting my families lined up. And I go to this house, not knowing who this person is and whether they're going to be the right person to host my lovely young ladies from Japan, because I got to be ever so careful. And I show up at 11 and there's no answer to the door, and I go around the back. There's no answer, and I pound and I yell and I open the door, and somebody comes up. I don't know who he is, and says, oh, she's just getting out of the shower, and kind of leaves me standing there. And somebody says, come in, but I don't really hear that properly, and I'm sort of left kind of on my own sitting on the front steps for 10 minutes and thinking, this isn't a good start. And I go in and I meet the sweetest, kindest, gentlest, loveliest lady who would be delighted to have my students and has already met these girls in past years because her best friend across the street does this. I got a new host family. 2 more of my girls are placed. I've only got 4 more to go. This is wonderful. It couldn't be. I wanted to hug her. It's so wonderful when you meet people and you realize These are exactly the kind of people you're looking for. These are exactly the kind of people who are going to look after your girls and give them a happy time. And you're feeling, wow, what a super start to the day. And you drive on by and you come in and you think, where am I going to go? Am I going to go to my office? And meanwhile, Brian calls and Brian says, we're good for the only tonight? A little later on, maybe 8 o'clock. And I said, well, I don't know, because my wife says she's cooking a roast beef tonight. Holy shit, something else to look forward to. A roast beef dinner on a Saturday night. Wow. And I'm saying, don't worry. I'll get us a nice bottle of wine. And I've already got something to look forward to when I get home. A roast beef dinner. And then, if she doesn't want to go out, she's happy with that. I'll just hop on that subway and get off at Donlin's and step into the only cafe already nicely toasted from the wine I'm going to drink and start drinking beer with my buddy Brian. Hey, what a Saturday. And in the midst of all that, here at the Guildwood, I just put up a little tweet. I wonder if Slugor is in the neighborhood, knowing he just lives up the street from here. Knowing he's close by, but I just can't go knocking on his door. And Slug, Doug is Slug, posts a tweet, says, hey, dude, I just got me a case of beer. Drop on by for a cold one. And I'm thinking, oh, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. Because none of this is planned except for the 11 o'clock meeting. And then I get in my car and I just drive, because sometimes it's just so nice just to drive down roads you've never been down before, behind Golf Club, Scarborough Golf Club Road, and here and there and left and right and down here and out there, and you end up down in Guildwood. What a lovely place. Sitting here on a bench in the shade in the park. It's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. You couldn't find a nicer place. And you're saying, well, by golly, by gee, that does sound like a pretty good day, dude. And I'm saying, yeah, but I got one more story to tell you. I got one more piece of information that touched my heart and warmed my soul. And you're saying, oh, yeah, what is it, dude? And I'm saying, I got a little message from Mark, a little text message, and it's a piece of paper that he's scanned and sent me, photographed, and it's got the breakdown. He said, we reversed engineered the opening for the Dixon James podcast. And you're saying, yeah. Hey, I heard something different at the beginning of this show. What's that all about? Is that what we're talking about? And I'm saying, oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Because those boys, Mark Blevis, Bob Goyetch, Anthony Marco, Shane, Adam Greatrix, Adam, you know, Transpondency, my buddy, my little buddy out in Vancouver, or Surrey, they're all together. They're all together at a Northern Voice. And I've been feeling, oh, so jealous. And I haven't wanted to butt in or interfere or whine too much, but I am doing it here and there. Because I'm thinking, oh, shit, you know? God damn, I wish I was with all those guys. Damn, I wish I was there. I've been feeling that. I've been feeling not left out because I could have gone. I just didn't go because I can't go because I'm taking a course and my son's having some surgery and it just isn't the time for me to go. And that's okay. But I've been feeling, you know, just kind of, damn, you're like a little kid. You know, I want to go too. And the other voice comes in and you don't go. You don't have to go and you don't have to be everywhere. And quit thinking about yourself. And there's a part of me that's just happy that all those buddies that I know are together and having a good time. And I'm okay with that. I'm thinking, yeah, you can't just get on a plane and fly off to Northern Voice because you feel like it. Because you can't do everything in life you just feel like doing unless you're independently wealthy, which I'm not and never will be. You just accept some things you go to. I got July 14th, 15th to look forward to in Hamilton with the same people. I'm not losing out. I'm just, you know, hey, it actually makes me feel good that people I know, people I've helped connect, people I'm tied to, part of the family, part of the tribe, part of the group, are all out there at this wonderful little event, and people are connecting, and people are loving. and sharing and being happy to be together. And that makes me really, really, really damn happy. But you know what? Mark didn't just send me a piece of paper writing down, okay, well, there's a laugh, and then there's a rolling bob, and then there's a guffaw, guffaw, and then there's some music we don't understand, and he scanned all this, and he says, don't worry, Bob's going to send you something else. And sure enough, I checked my email, and there's one from Bob Goyetch, and a list of names in the bottom, which I'll read out to you later on if I remember to. Of all the people sitting in a room, drinking that brown liquid stuff that Anthony probably supplied, probably a little bit drunk, and they do a new opening for the Dixon James podcast, and that's the one you just heard at the top of this show, because I said, you can believe it, number 405, 406, this is going to open with that clip, with people who love me and I, who I love back, full force, in a good, positive, adult, mature, non-gay kind of way, just love those boys, made something for me. It made me feel I was part of them and part of the tribe and included and with them. And it just made me feel so damn good. And I even explained it to my wife. And it's kind of hard considering she's never heard the podcast. And I mentioned, well, you remember Bob. You met Bob in the loop. Bob, yeah, that. And she said, that intelligent guy. Bob, you'll be happy to hear that if you're listening. But I know you don't always get to listen. But anyway, spread the word. Bob is intelligent. She was very impressed with your just perfect ability to switch from English to French and just with who you are and the calmness. I guess there's something else about your manner that she was really impressed by. And I'm thinking, wow, that's really, 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 really neat. And we have a visitor. I didn't find a what?
A pen.
A pen. No, I didn't find a pen.
Was it over here?
Was it a very special pen?
No.
Just a regular pen.
Only because I need it.
Oh, you need the pen. Well, you could borrow my pen.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, you found it. Oh, good. Perfect. A happy ending. So anyway, it just warmed my heart and made me feel very, very good. Okay, that's all. I mean, that's the day. It's been so far. Like, hey, it's like, you know, if these were Roman times, and of course we're sitting in a situation like Greek theater and stuff. If these were Greek times, okay, let's go there. All right, if these were Greek times, one of the gods is shining on me right now saying, I'm giving Ken a good day. Because, God damn it, all those things added up to just this wonder and joy and simple happiness. For Christ's sake, what more do you want? And it's so weird, because sometimes you hear these mood swings of me when I'm down, you know. My cousin's smarter than me. And I know it sounds silly and immature and fickle to measure the days and to take stock and think, oh, I'm happy now, that's good, check that one off, you know, and tomorrow, well, I'm not so happy today as I was yesterday, but I'm happy enough, and, you know, you don't want to be doing that exactly, but Jesus, you sure as hell want to be smart enough to be grateful for all the little blessings, like that lady who walked by and found her pen right behind me on the ground. I'm happy she found her pen, damn it, that was just another one of these little signs, you know, she didn't walk away sad. She just needed a pen, and she found the one she dropped. Because she was sitting on this bench before me. It's all so good, and after this, I'm hanging up, and I'm going over to Doug's, and I'm going to have a beer and a nice chat and a big smile. Okay? So I'm going to stop there before I wreck it. But, God damn. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, stop. Thank you. Thanks for the love I feel. Oh, one more thing, one more thing, one more thing. Equally important. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Ed in Montreal. Ed Bilodeau. You know Ed McGill. Ed is getting on. He's on a bus, getting a long journey. He said, oh, good. There's another Dixon James podcast out I got to listen to. And up in this brain, down in Tennessee, who sounds like Elvis sometimes, because I'm listening to his podcast too, number 10, last one, is listening. And just knowing there's intelligent, smart, creative, interesting people who actually like to tune in and listen to what I say just makes me feel so, I don't know, just so good. Good is not the right word. So what's the word when you when somebody gives you the verification? You've been assigned a value that you needed to have. Vindication. Maybe it's vindication. Maybe.
Validation, asshole. Validation. Holy Christ, can't you talk English anymore? Validation. Not vindication.
Someone that what I'm doing isn't just stupid and just me blabbing aimlessly, because if I was, these people, these intelligent people, wouldn't be listening. So thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, who just post the odd tweet and let me know you're out there and you're tuning in, because hot damn, it makes all this so much worthwhile. And the one thing I do sometimes, still, not going down, just telling you some truth, is still sometimes I need that little bit of support and confidence, because sometimes there's still a little bit of the doubting Thomas in me, the doubting Thomas, that just sort of says, well, it's not really good. You probably can't do that. And it's just nice to get little bits of reassurance along the way. So thank you. Filled up our 20 minutes here from the Guild Inn on a beautiful sunny day, and now I think I'm going to shut down, get in my car, drive over to Doug's and say, I'll take you up on that beer, Dougie boy. And hope to see his daughter's smiling face. And pick up with you later on. Bye for now. It's not a matter of when push comes to shove. It's just the hour on the wings of a dove. That's just warm love. It's just warm love. I dig it when your fancy dressed up in lace. Smile on your face. This inspiration's got to be on the flow. These invitations got to see it and know. It's just warm love. It's just warm love. And it's ever present everywhere. And it's ever present everywhere. Ever-present everywhere. And it's ever-present everywhere. That warm love. To the country we're going, laying life in the sun. You can bring your guitar along. We'll sing some songs. You'll have some. It's time to go home, and we shall hurry to the car from the phone. Sit by the fire and dry out all wet clothes. It's raining outside from the skies up above. Inside it's warm love. Inside it's warm love. Ever-present everywhere, and it's ever-present everywhere, that warm love. And it's ever-present everywhere, and it's ever-present everywhere, that warm love. Can you feel it? And it's ever-present everywhere.
With us, and central to this argument is the idea that the Arab world should actually just be building their own space telescopes or telescopes in general. Is that really needed in this day and age?
Well, it's really interesting because there's a couple of points to make here, really. I mean, first of all, to use a telescope like the VLT, the Very Large Telescope, for example, getting time on these things is incredibly difficult. And if your country isn't a member of the consortium behind the thing, well, it's going to be even harder still, or even impossible. But it's not just about the science. It's about developing a knowledge base in the country, because if you build your own telescope, you have to build up the expertise and knowledge on the ground. And with more easy access, tiny astronomy departments could get bigger, more papers could be published. In a sense, you're really pulling the knowledge base of a country forward. You're creating an industry and you're creating spin-offs too. And really, I mean, this can only be a good thing, surely.
Okay, Rebecca, surely. Thank you very much. Please do
agree
with us. But we're going to move fully from the Arab world to South America, because we have a report now from the International New City.
Let's skip this part. You might like to listen to it. You're ever saying, hey, dude, I'm tired of you. I heard nothing but you and this whole fucking podcast. And I'm saying, hey, you, it's my fucking show. I'll share what I want to share. And care about what I want to care. I care about the fact that I am sitting in the Eglinton Gold parking lot once again. End of an evening, 2:24 in the morning, Sunday morning, Father's Day. Yeah, my God, Daddy's been out drinking. Oh, yeah. But the reason I only had 3 pints. Only had 3 pints with Brian at the only outdoors in the back. And each time we go and each time we get together, you just get a little bit, peel off another layer. I think I'm the one trying to do more of the peeling off Brian. But in the process of doing this, bits and pieces of me get exposed as well. So it's a good friendship. It's a good friendship, it's a good relationship, it's a good conversation, and it's always good to go to the only cafe on a Saturday night and have some beer. Ask Fabian what's a good one. Fabian will give you a couple of samples. I'm not sure about whether to choose this or that. Bam, you got 2 samples right in front of you there. Try them. And he starts talking about them to you. And you're like, hey, man, this is the way I like to drink beer. Oh, yeah. I should get home. Listen. Oh, whoa. I'm going to play a clip for you. I hope I've got it. From the bus. The number 86 coming home. Holy shit. In the beginning, I was hearing it through my earbuds, but wasn't recording it. I was hearing it as if I was, but I hadn't hit the button twice. And missed the beginning where it was really tense. Let me off the bus! You know, and they weren't letting her off the bus. The bus driver was in, had lost control of the entire population on that bus. Like, if there had been guns and weapons, a few people would have been killed on that bus, I'm telling you. So I'll see if I can, I'll see what I've got. One lady, use that term, got off the bus and just nailed it to the driver. Holy fuck, did she let her have it. And at the very end, you'll hear an applause. And other people were just stunned by the fact she had to have been drunk to say what she said. But the problem is, I think she was right in many of the calls she made. So you'll hear that too. Here on the Nixon James podcast, where we like to entertain. Oh, yeah.
Feeling ill, and you did not let them off until 5 minutes later at the next stop. So, what? drive is pretty strong, eh?
Well,
happy Father's Day. But, of course, you won't get this message till long after it's over. I seem to be putting these podcasts out regularly on Friday mornings. Seems to work for me. As soon as I release one into the wild, I'm just keen to start another because it's Friday. I got Saturday off, maybe Friday afternoon off, and I want to say things. Today, Father's Day, I feel this sadness. I think it's become a tradition, and I'm just thinking it's not a sadness for missing my own father. I think that's kind of far in the past. But it's a sadness for always thinking that I could have done more for my boys. I don't know, just like love them more, been with them more. It's I know we've been here before and I don't want to dwell on it. I don't really know where it comes from. It's just that sadness that comes with not having little children anymore. Little children are so special. They need you. And when that childhood is gone, there's a loss. It's just a loss. And maybe you want to go back and relive it. Maybe it's just the loss of life, the sadness of life in general. And this is just one way that it shows up. I don't know, is driven home. You look at those old photos and think they're gone. That time is gone. Anyway, I promise I won't spend too much time there. Again, I've been listening to Up in This Brain, episode 11, and it is about loss. And it's a perfect fit for today. I've been tweeting back and forth with Jason, telling him how much I enjoyed it and what a wonderful job he did, and how much this friend who is gone, taken too early, taken out by herself, I'm gathering. There's a terrible, terrible sadness to that, a needlessness, because everything in life we can get through. And when people take their own lives at a young age, it's just so tragic. And I think everybody around feels, if only I could have done something more. And he's chosen music from that time, from the 80s. And there's one, I don't know if I'll play it on this show or not. Maybe I'll just direct you back to his podcast to hear it again. It's just so beautiful, and I've just played it 5 times in a row. And we'll play it again as I continue my walk. I'm in Ajax. It's one of those days when I had to get out of the house. I just had to get out. My wife had gone out somewhere, I don't know. My son was still in bed, Chuck, yes. And I just said, I'm going, and I didn't know where. And sometimes, you know, you plan, okay, I'm going to go here, like, for example, Bluffers Park, and I just don't want to go to the same damn place. So got in the car and headed on the highway heading east and came to Brock Road, and I always head north up there and decided instead I'd head south and ended up at the nuclear power station in Pickering, and it's a little bit of paranoia. The sign's all over, you know, like you are being watched. And this is not really the place to sit and talk in a parking lot across from this highly guarded, very strange parking place. I'm on a pathway, as you might hear. It's a very popular spot with walkers, hikers, runners, joggers, bikers, everybody out today in this lovely place. And it's just nice to be outside of Scarborough in a different part. I'm sort of, if you don't know the geography, you've got Scarborough, you've got Toronto, you've got Scarborough, you've got Pickering, you've got Ajax as we head east. And, of course, it's right on Lake Ontario. I'm looking out at it now with the few sailboats. The beautiful blue today. The sky is blue. It's hot. It's sunny. It's gorgeous. And I guess I'm glad I kind of found this place. It was that aimless drive, you know, that just sort of, all right, turn here. No, go south instead of north. And it took me forever to find this park, thanks to the map apps. Just said, hey, that looks like a neat place to be. And that's where I ended up. So there's a lot of traffic here. It doesn't feel the the time or place to open up too much. I just wanted to get started. I wanted to connect with you. Well, to connect with Jason, I do think it's quite wonderful. Somebody, again, I don't even know how we connected. Maybe it was Sue Vinyl Countdown. But he's a very creative man with an interesting blog to visit. Just look for Up In This Brain. You'll find him. And I think it's kind of neat that he's kind of touched me on this day, on this Father's Day 2013, from a podcast that he's put out. And I'm going to go back and listen to that song again and continue my walk. I guess that's all I got to say today. A short little interlude here. So take care if I do play this song. It's he's just sent me a link. It's by Emmylou Harris. And it's great stuff. Yeah, should have packed my bike. All right. Take care, boys and girls. Talk to you later.
You doing,
prick? What are you doing here?
Your other therapist had to take a break. Couldn't stand any more of your fucking whining. Yeah, today was perfect, but yesterday wasn't so good, and I'm worried about tomorrow. Fucking assholes.
Prick. Whoa, I came for my counseling session, and I'm not here to talk to you.
Too fucking bad. I'm the guy who's here. I'm the guy you gotta listen to.
No. I don't have to listen to you at all, and I'd hardly call that a good start either.
Listen, asshole, you guys whine, you complain, you want to be fixed, you want to be happy all the time. Life isn't like that. Life is full of shit, and it's time you faced up to it.
No, hey, well, first of all, you're wrong on that. I know there's a lot of shit that goes down with life, and I'm not asking for perfect happiness. No, nobody does, but I do know something about counseling, or at least I'm learning it.
You haven't learned a fucking thing. You're taking a course, you think you're a king shit now because you've read a couple of books. You don't know the first thing about helping people.
Brick, I know you push buttons deliberately just to get me going on these things, and I know better than to get sucked into the tricks you play.
I'm not playing any tricks. I'm just trying to tell you. Open your eyes. Face up to things. You got room over your bed. You know, you got three meals a day. You got clothes to wear. Fucking washing machine. Couple of cars in the driveway. And you're still not happy?
No, those are material things. I'm not getting sucked into this. That's not what counseling is about.
Yeah? So you tell me what it's about.
Jesus. You don't belong in that seat, okay? First of all, you don't belong there. But I will tell you a couple of things about it. Counseling is about accepting people for who they are and helping them on their journey.
What fucking journey? Everybody's on a fucking journey. What are you talking about, on their journey? What kind of shit is that? New age crap?
No, that's person-centered therapy. It's Carl Rogers. It's my hero.
Yeah, you and Fargo. Oh, yeah, actualizing. You're going to get to be the person you always wanted to be. What a bucket load of shit. You don't even know what you want to be.
Listen, try not to get angry about this, because you don't belong here. This isn't your place. This is mine, and you're not going to steam me up. I do know something about counseling and therapy.
So tell me, what am I doing wrong? I asked you a couple of questions, you get all worked up. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Find out what's bugging the person?
You don't have to do it. You don't have to be nasty, right? A therapist, a counselor is somebody who's friendly. Not your friend, but friendly, helpful, encouraging.
Yeah? Sounds like a crock of shit to me. I think you people like you need to be told straight. You got it good, you never realize how good you had it. And then you bitch and you want more. Never happy. Tell that to some kid who's hungry.
Oh, fuck off. Like, I hate to say it because you're going to jump on me for it, but it's all relative, okay?
It's all relative, my fucking ass. You got everything you need for a perfect life, and you still bitch and whine and complain and want more and want to be better and want to be actualized and get to the top of that fucking triangle, you know? God damn it. Makes me sick. No wonder your other counselor won't see you again.
Prick, that's not true. I know you sneak in on these things and you try to intervene, you try to throw me off my game all the time, and I'm just not buying into it this time.
Yeah, I think you already did, asshole.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you what a therapist is supposed to do, okay, because you don't get it. A therapist is, I had it right here anyway, I know what this shit is all about. A therapist, okay, number one. Focuses on the quality of the therapeutic relationship. The quality, meaning it's important. The relationship between us is important. And you come in here and all you do is shit on me all the time.
Yeah, sure. All right, move on. Quality of the relationship. I'm honesty and you don't like it. That's how I see it.
Okay. Number two, provides a supportive therapeutic environment in which the client is the agent of change and healing. And now I know. You're going to say that sounds like more of that New Age shit. Sounds like all that New Age shit.
What is that? Client is the agent of change and healing. Fucking healing. Did you cut yourself?
No. No, it's just, you know, we grieve. We have problems. We have histories. Everybody suffers. Everybody has pain. You're supposed to help. Number three. Serves as a model for a human being struggling towards greater realness. I'm going to repeat that to you, okay, Prick? Because I don't think you'll ever fucking get that one. Serves as a model of a human being struggling towards greater realness.
Fucking shit. I'm about as real as you'll ever get. And if you can't take what I have to say, and if you don't think what I say is true, then you're just hiding your fucking head up your ass like you always do anyway.
Okay, moving on. Number four is genuine, integrated, and authentic without a false front. And Prick, I accuse you of having a false front.
False front my ass. I'm always honest. I have been from every appearance on this fucking podcast of yours. I've been truthful, told it like it is. You just don't like to hear that. You like to think you're the one who's all getting all his shit together and telling it like it is and sharing his little ups and downs with his friends. You're as phony as they come.
I won't even comment on that, prick. 5. Can openly express feelings and attitudes that are present in the relationship with the client.
That's exactly what I fucking do. I tell you what I'm feeling, and I'm feeling you're so full of shit, my hair's turning brown. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Openly express feelings. That's what I've been doing. That's what I try to do all the time, and you never fucking listen. You don't want to hear. You try and shut it out. Where's my other counselor?
All right. Moving on. Next point. Last point, and this is one, see if you can get a handle on this one, prick, right? We're talking about what makes a good therapist. Is invested in developing his or her own life experiences to deepen self-knowledge and move toward self-actualization. Okay? It's the last one. Did you get that part? You're supposed to also be moving towards self-actualization.
I'm already fucking self-actualized, asshole. I know where I'm at. I know what I think. I know how I feel. I'm fine the way I am. I pop up whenever I want, and I deal with things the way I see fit. You're always got to think it through, make some plan, go over the past, see where you've come from, think about this, think about that. I just am the way I am, and that's something you'll never fucking be.
Okay. I just wanted to point that out to you, prick. I thought it might be helpful for you to realize that sometimes, you know, there is more to this stuff, and you seem to want to believe, you seem to want to think it's all crap, and I'm saying no. The other therapist, he actually knew what he was talking about. He was asking the right question. You just come in and just want to make yourself feel better by shitting on everybody around you.
No, I only want to make you feel shitty, because you're the one who deserves to be.
Brick, I don't want to play this game anymore. Like, it's kind of boring, and I'm sure our listeners are bored with it, too. So, I'm out of here. Thanks for nothing. Wasn't in the least bit of help. You didn't teach me anything I needed to know.
Taught you everything you needed to know. I just need you to know you're so fucking wrapped up in your own ego and your own shit and your own journey and your own trip. You can't even see what's around you and how it impacts. What are you doing fucking doing all this shit? Can't you fix things on your own in real life? Aren't there real people you should be talking to?
Thanks. I'm out of here. Bye.
Yeah, fuck off. Don't expect to see your next therapist again either. I think he's done. Finished with you and your kind. Over.
I'd like to dedicate this song to my good friend Shane out there in Windsor, Ontario. This one's for you, Shane.
Why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do? Be like you used to be. How come you find so many faults with me? Somebody's changed, so give me a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, farther, closer than a country mile. You say the things you used to say. What makes you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Why don't you love me like you used to do? Why don't you love me like you used to?
Thursday morning. Class was canceled today, so it feels like a Friday. And I'm in my favorite little perch in Bluffers Park, under the willow tree. It's a gorgeous day. I see they're setting up for a movie or TV show or something. There's all kinds of trucks down here and props all over the place. And that does not have anything to do with us. I've only got a few minutes left. This is the end of this particular mixed-up episode. I felt I was on a roll for quite a while, like, wow, it's really getting into this after that 400 point. And now it's starting to disintegrate. But that doesn't matter because we'll just carry on and some podcasts may resonate and some may not. And that's the way it is. I was thinking for a minute, just a minute, that maybe it'd be a good idea if I just sat quietly for 10 or 15 minutes and thought about what I wanted to talk about. And that goes against everything we've done up until now, because the idea is, I'm sort of using this as the unconscious. This really is an experiment, and believe it or not, in my quirky little head here, where I live, I'm wanting to believe that all of this is towards a purpose, that my studying the counseling now, and there's a little bit of psychotherapy going on. I am not a psychotherapist. I'm just saying there are certain techniques, methods, the whole process of having somebody open up and reveal their inner secrets and say things that they don't even know may or may not be true. You know, I'm just exposing yourself, letting your guard down. All these things are kind of part of the process of growth, of maybe being a happier, better adjusted person. I don't know for sure. But I'm believing very much that podcasting, what my method of podcasting, is part of that. This idea of not rehearsing, of just sort of spewing out whatever, you know, comes tumbling out of your mouth, just letting it go, may reveal some truths. It's going to reveal a lot of garbage, we know that. But there just may be nuggets in there if you're not afraid. If you just say, let's go with it. Let's see what happens. So I'm sort of doing this as an experiment, and I'm still have it in my mind that one day I might be sitting in my little office on Kingston Road in Maine and actually doing some counseling. There's another part of me says, no, you'll never do that, but it doesn't really matter. Because just taking this course is part of your own journey. And no matter what Prick says, journeys are things we have to do. You know, these are, it is up to us to try and go a little further, to try and make our lives a little richer, to try and find a little wisdom, you know, to experience life on a richer, deeper, more satisfying level. That is what the journey is about. And I like to think that I'm on that. And what amazes me and alarms me at the same time is I'm doing this at the age of 65, and I think, holy shit, couldn't you have dealt with that 40 years ago, 30 years ago? And probably at that time I did, and got as far as I could then, and now I'm on just another stage of it. A funny thing, each morning now, I'm going out and I'm feeding that empty bird feeder because they take every little grain that's in there, every nut and seed is taken, mostly by sparrows, but we have a regular cardinal visiting and a few others I haven't identified yet. And it's become very satisfying. It's representing, I feel, is that there's a new part of my trip now, and this is age 65 to 75, and I think it's bracketed that way because my wife was asking, how long do you plan on staying here? I guess she might have said we, but it raised that question. And another 10 years, and the answer is, yeah, 10 years. So I would take stock again at 75, and I hope the health holds out and everything else, that this will be my home for 10 years. And this morning, when I got up, there was a full, rich cup of coffee waiting for me on the stove, and my black cereal bowl was out with three little strawberries in it waiting for me to add my cereal, and it was just a very nice thing. And the first thing I do is open the sliding doors and bring down the feeder and fill it up and put it back up. So my wife comes back down and looks out the kitchen window. She's going to see the little birdies pecking away. And that's very symbolic of this new stage of my life, this new piece. And maybe it sounds, oh yeah, that's all about getting old, feeding the birds. And yeah, something my father did. My father loved. It was a red-winged blackbird that came back, and he swore it was the same one every year, but it didn't matter. It was old red. My father would have to get out there and feed this bird, and wow, here I am doing kind of the same thing, and I've longed for a pet for so long, and my son has severe allergies to cats, so that's out, and of course I am a cat man, and I have to get my jollies by looking at the Daily Kitty posted by Susan Murphy, Suze Muse. I feel like I own those cats. I love them. It's going to take me a while to warm up to that kitten, but anyway, that's an aside. I would like a dog, and yet I know nobody in my family is going to walk that dog. Well, my wife would. My son won't, and of course that would just be a continual source of frustration. Get out of bed. The dog needs to walk. You know, and to be let out in the back or whatever. Anyway, so for now it's little birdies. That doesn't exclude one day having a dog, but see, here we go. There's this tangent, and is that really anything worthwhile that I'm sharing with you? What I'm telling you is my journey. By the way, speaking of journeys, well, are they journeys? I am glad to see that Bob, Mark, and Dave, and I could use those first names, and half my listeners know who I was talking about, but I would say Bob Goyetch and Mark Blevis, the two founders of the PAB conference, good friends. Mark in Montreal, Bob in Montreal, or just outside, and Mark in Ottawa, and Dr. Dave Broadbeck of Algoma University have put out their own 8-minute podcasts. And it's nice to listen to them, and I'm glad they're back in doing it, and that there's this sort of a sense that, yeah, podcasting is alive. People are doing it. People are enjoying it. And I'm just glad to have been consistent all this time, and I've kept on going, and I'm proud of my little piece of Canadian podcasting history. So I guess that fills up our spot. Damn it, damn it, damn it. I'd really hoped that I was going to give you another nugget, another little piece of, another jewel to hold in your hand and examine. And what have I got to say other than life is good? I'm happy I survived the worst part of a challenging marriage. And I'm sort of entering a new stage, maybe in life. That's symbolic, too, because tonight marks me leaving the board of the Canada-Japan Society and attending a funeral today of a good friend's mother. So, wow, all those pieces add up to, I don't know, change, stages in life. Where are you at in your life? Maybe I should raise questions for you. Maybe I should do a Julian thing and toss something back at you. Where are you? How do you measure your next stage? Is it a 5-year, a 1-year, a 2-year? Is it a good place? Are you at a low point, a high point? You want to go up? Nobody wants to go down, of course, but what's ahead for you in the future? And how do you define your future? In what terms? Mine is just declining health over the next 10 years, and for sure, that's something I got to do something about. Okay, that's it. I've run out of time. So thanks for listening, as always, to the Dixon Chains podcast. And apologies if this one is a little bit confused and mixed up and doesn't seem to have a coherent thread running through. Maybe it does. I'll listen to it, and I'll let you know myself what I think. But going to post this tomorrow and start on the next one. Bye for now.